This is the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of May 31st, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
According to Reuters, explosions heavily damaged the front of three banks at midnight on Saturday, May 22nd, in an industrial area of Jutepec, about 35 miles outside of Mexico City. Authorities found a note near the site signed by the Comando Jaramillista Morelense in tribute to the peasant leader Rubén Jaramillo, who was murdered along with his family by state forces in 1962. Jaramillo was a Mexican peasant leader in Morelos State, birthplace of Emiliano Zapata. Marxism has demonstrated that under imperialistic hegemony, moral and political degradation have no limits. May no honest force be surprised before this cry of protest that is the only option left to us. It surprises us that they think that absolutely nobody in these lands of Zapata and Jaramillo will raise their voice to say enough, so much corruption, shamelessness, and repression, the group said in the communique. Morelos Governor Sergio Estrada appeared at a news conference Sunday afternoon to condemn the criminal acts and called on Morelos society to construct a common front against violence. The Associated Press reports the corpse of a young woman was found in Ciudad Juarez, not far from the area where scores of other bodies of murdered women have been found over the past decade. The state's attorney general said the victim was about 25. Mexican activists say more than 350 women have been slain since 1993 in Juarez across the border from El Paso. Nearly 100 of the killings were similar, with victims sexually assaulted, strangled, and dumped in the desert. Almost none of the cases have been solved. Immigration News Brief reports that a 32-year-old woman from the Mexican state of Veracruz died on May 14th after being left behind by smugglers in the desert near Columbus in Mexico's Luna County. The U.S. Border Patrol said her death was the first recorded this year in the Border Patrol's El Paso sector. Migrants crossing illegally into Arizona are dying at nearly three times the rate of last year. The bodies of 61 migrants were found in the Border Patrol's Tucson sector between October and May. For the same period last year, there were 21 known deaths. During the same time, apprehensions in the sector jumped to 277,000, said Rob Griffin, Border Patrol spokesman for the Tucson sector. De la jornada, el diputado priista Eliodoro Díaz presentó una iniciativa para otorgar la amnistía a 12 indígenas de la región Los Xicha de Oaxaca, integrantes del Ejército Popular Revolucionario, que permanecen recluidos desde 1996 por irrumpir violentamente en instalaciones militares y policíacas. El legislador planteó que los actos ilícitos del fuero federal que les fueron imputados tuvieron como móvil la reivindicación social originada por la falta de oportunidades, la pobreza extrema y la marginación de su región, así como la desigualdad, el atraso y la forma infrahumana de vida que se vive en la zona de las Los Xichas. Reportando, Alonso Urrutia de La Jornada dice que después de la represión a la marcha de altermundistas efectuada en Guadalajara, testimonios de los detenidos narran los excesos policíacos, golpizas cuando ya estaban sometidos los manifestantes dentro de las instalaciones de la Procuraduría de Jalisco, así como amenazas contra extranjeros y defeños. Mar Rodríguez Jurado, ciudadana española, narra su experiencia en Guadalajara. Habíamos como 70 personas en ese sitio, a 20 de los cuales que juzgaban más radicales, a veces los pateaban y los humillaban. Luego, entre risas, preguntaban quién quería ir al baño. Era una farsa, porque cuando regresaban era obvio que los habían golpeado. Rodríguez aseguró que nunca les dijeron ni las leyes, ni los derechos, ni de qué los acusaban. Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.